Okay, so the Torah tells us, Chazal tell us to read Parshas Bikurim, Parshas Kisavai, before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara tells us, Tichla Shano Kedalaisa, that because of the Brachos and the Klalos in the Parsha, we want to imply that it should be an end to all the Klalos and a beginning of new Brachos for the coming year. So where does that leave us for the rest of the Parsha? Is the rest of the Parsha not related to Rosh Hashanah? So how do we explain the relevance of Parshas Bikurim, especially to this time of year, to Rosh Hashanah? So just a few more questions to begin. The Medrash tells us, regarding the Mitzvah Bikurim, that in the S'chus of the Mitzvah Bikurim, Klal Yisrael are Zeicha to Eretz Yisrael. Now that's a very big deal. And it seems that Mitzvah Bikurim is just a Mitzvah Kala. So in what way is the Mitzvah Bikurim so powerful, so precious, that in its chas, Klal Yisrael is zeicha to Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael? There's another Medrash, quoted by Yaakov Ruvini, in Parshas Toldos. The Medrash tells us that when Yaakov was told by Rivka to go in to receive the brachos from Yitzchak, and he's benched by Yitzchak, v'yitin l'chayel akim yitala shamayim, the Medrash tells us, Eilu habikurim, that there's a relationship, a connection here to the mitzvah of Bikurim, the peiros of Bikurim, to Yaakov's coming into Yitzchak at that time. What does Bikurim have to do with this? Furthermore, Chazal tell us that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Arichta, that despite Rosh Hashanah being 2 days, it's considered to be 1 day. So what's the implication of this 2 day, which is really 1 day? And furthermore, the Rama tells us in Hilchos Tkiyas Shofar that the shofar should be blown dafka by the bima. Mishnah Berurah explains that in order to awaken the schus of the Torah, which we read by the bima, perhaps on a deeper level, what is the relationship between the shofar and the bima? And lastly, to try to explain why it is that Chag HaSukkos follows Rosh Hashanah. In what way is Rosh Hashanah considered to be moilid, that it brings about the whole yontav in the Chag of Sukkot? So to begin, let's try to understand a little bit the inyan of the Akedah. Because the Akedah, which is the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Hashanah, really puts Rosh Hashanah on the map. We have to understand what is the relationship, the connection between Akedah Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaDin. So we know that Hashem Yisbarach instructed Avram Avinu to bring Yitzchak as a karma. Kachna espidcha es yichidcha asher hafza es Yitzchak. V'ha'alei lo'ayla. And this was very difficult for Avram Avinu, and he struggled internally with what he considered to be a contradiction, a stira, with that which Hashem Yisbarach told him years earlier, ki b'yitzchak ikar l'chazara, that you're going to see a future with this Yitzchak, and now Hashem is saying to bring him on the Mizbeach. When Yitzchak and Avram come to that place, and Yitzchak is on the Mizbeach, he's ready to be shechted, so Hashem tells Avram Avinu to stop, and it's at that time that Avram presents this kasha to Hashem, and Hashem tells Avram in response, Ha'aleyu amarti v'lei shechteyu. I told you to place him on the Mizbeach, but it didn't say to shecht him on the Mizbeach. In the end, of course, Avram Avinu brings an aisle. But what does that say? What does this mean in terms of what Avram Avinu did with his Yitzchak? Was it just a Havamina with no maskana? Was it not a mitzvah bi'ama that he listened to the Dvar Hashem, but in the end, he didn't bring a karban, and he only brought a karban from the aisle? So it would appear that Avram Avinu did fulfill, and this is perhaps the shayrish of this mitzvah entire, and that is the mitzvah of Bikurim. What is the mitzvah Bikurim? That this Jew is asked by Hashem Yisbarach to take Reishis Pri Adama and to bring it v'hinicha lifnei Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha and to place it by the Mizbeach. So perhaps it could be said that here, that when Avram took Yitzchak and he placed him on the Mizbeach, he was mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim. That he took Reishis Pri Ha'adama. Ha'adama can mean the Adam. That he took his first peiros, his most precious pri, which is Yitzchak, and he placed him by the Mizbeach, and Hashem said to him at that time, Yashakayach, Ha'aleyu amarti, I was asking bikurim of you. V'leishachteyo. I wasn't asking you for a carbon. And so therefore, right away, we can understand the relationship between the parsha of bikurim, which is an akedas Yitzchak inyan, and this week's parsha, Kisavo, which has to come before Rosh Hashanah. And that the inyan of bikurim is doimetu. Akedas Yitzchak and akedas Yitzchak is the shayrish of that. When Hashem asks this Jewish farmer, and he says to him, I want you to bring Reishis Pri Hadamah, which he's toiled in for the past 6, 8 to 10 months, whatever it is, to ensure that this most beautiful crops, this is the life of the Jew, and now to bring that, to make the trek to Yerushalayim, and to place it by the Mizbech, and to give it to the Kayin. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of us in Rosh Hashanah. That it's a time for Mesiras Nefesh. And going back to our questions, just to address a few of them before we move on, let's understand why it is that according to the Ramah, the Tkiyas Shofar has to be by the Bima. Because the Tkiyas Shofar, that Shofar of course, comes from the Shofar Shel Ayil. It's a Zeichet Akedas Yitzchak. And the connection to the Mizbeach is that we know that in the Shul, it's Kedugmas, the Beis HaMikdash. That every Shul is a Mikdash Ma'at. And the essential parts and pieces of the Beis HaMikdash can be found in the Beis Knesset. The Aron Kodesh is the Aron Ha'edus in the Kodesh Kadashim. The Ner Tamid is the Menaira, the Ner Maravi. The Shulchan is a little bit tricky because we don't find the Shulchan in the Shul. The Shulchan is actually the Shulchan in our homes because on Shabbos, the dinner table becomes the Shulchan. It becomes a tish. It becomes the place of the Shulchan HaPanim. And this is true, can be seen very clearly from the Arizal that he writes that on Shabbos, that one is supposed to take 12 loaves of bread, kedugmas the Lechem HaPanim. So we see that the Sudas of Shabbos are considered to be an extension of the Tfilas and Shul, and this is very clear from Kabbalah, that what takes place on Shabbos in the Tfilas, equal to that is taking place, or Hashlama to that is taking place by the Sudos. As the Ari explains, on the Motzei Shabbos, we have to be mamshich, the Tfilas of Shabbos and the Sudos of Shabbos. To be mamshich, the Tfilas of Shabbos, we say at the end of Shabbos, Vihi noyam in Yoshe v'seise, and Ve'ata Kadosh. And that's in order to create a Tosefes Shabbos, mitzad, the Tfilas of Shabbos, which is called the Pnimis of Shabbos. But mitzad, the Chitzonis of Shabbos, which is the Sudos of Shabbos, says the Ari, we have to be mamshich, that Ha'ara of Shabbos into the week. So the Ari says for that, we have to be Mekayim Melav Melka. To be Mamshech, the Kedushas HaShabbos Mitzad HaSudas, which is called the Chitzonis of Shabbos into the week. And so therefore, the Seudas of Shabbos, the Shulchan HaPanim of this Mikdash Ma'at, is in our homes. Now where's the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is the Bima. In the same way that the Mizbeach is at the center of the Mikdash, the Bima is at the center, and it even looks like the Mizbeach. And so therefore, the Tkiyas Shofar, which is blown by the Bima, is that we take that Shofar and we put it next to the Mizbeach in order to awaken the Schos of Akedas Yitzchak, because the Mizbeach is the place for Mesiras Nefesh. And there's a Mesiras Nefesh of bringing a Korban by the Mizbeach, and there's a Mesiras Nefesh of bringing Bikurim. And that's why the Bikurim have to be brought to the Mizbeach. V'hineicho lifnei Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. And like the Medrash says, in ein Mizbeach, in Bikurim. If there's no Mizbeach, there's no Bikurim. There could be a Beis HaMikdash, but if there's no Mizbeach, there's no Bikurim, because it's directly connected to the Mizbeach that it's asking us. Hashem Yisbarach is asking us a Mesiras Nefesh, of which Akedas Yitzchak is the shorish of all Mesiras Nefesh. So therefore, this is the inyan of Ha'ali, Yomartu V'Leshachteyu, that the Akedah is an inyan from Bikurim. And we go back to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was asked by Rivka to go before Yitzchak and to lie, and to say, Anoichi Yisa B'chayrecha, and to put his life on the line. He was afraid of a klala, which Rivka was makabel upon herself, but Yitzchak, had he seen, had he known what had happened, Yaakov would have been doomed. He would have been doomed forever. As far as Chazal say that it was a catch 22 for Yaakov Avinu. It's 22 or 21? 22. So for Yaakov Avinu, if he would not have gone in to receive these brachos, Chazal say that he would have been destroyed by Esav. But yet, for him not to go in, for him to go in and to put his life on the line, it was also whichever way he turned, it didn't look good for him. But because he was Moisir Nefesh to go before Yitzchak to receive those brachos, so he was Eichet to Bikurim. And it's not a coincidence that he also brought Lechem V'yayin, of which the Shivas Haminim, which we bring Bikurim from them. Of course, there's Chita, which is Lechem, and Yayin, which is the Gefen. And it was in the Schus of that Lechem V'yayin he was Eichet to the Sinyan of Bikurim. And it goes very well according to the Zohar Kadosh, because the Zohar says differently than the Medrash. We know from the Gemara, from the Medrash, that this Maisa took place on Pesach. That's why there's matzahs here. That's why there's Shtegi D'Aizim, which is Kenegah, the Korma Pesach, and the Korma Chagigah. But according to the Zohar Kadosh, this Maisa took place on Rosh Hashanah. And this is the anniversary of Yitzchak's Akedah, which, by the way, Rashi tells us, V'techena inav mira'ois, that Yitzchak was blinded by the tears of the Malachim. And that's why he was blind. What does that have to do with today? The teretz is because this was the day of which that happened. That he was blinded on this day from the tears of the Malachim by the Akedah. And so therefore, Yaakov comes in to get these berachos from Yitzchak, which is a Rosh Hashanah Dekadei. And the Zohar HaKadosh has a very long drasha about the relationship to Rosh Hashanah. And it's on this day that Yaakov is Moser Nefesh to come before Yitzchak, the man of the Mizbeach, B'Mesiris Nefesh, that the Torah tells us, V'yitin l'chayel lekim, that you're going to be Zeichet to Bikurim. Perhaps with this we can explain the inyan of the Simanim on Rosh Hashanah. The inyan of the Simanim is very deep. What's the inyan of these Simanim on Rosh Hashanah? So perhaps the pshat is that we bring these Bikurim, which is alluded to in these Simanim, that we have lechem by the Suda, we have yayin by the Suda, and one of the other simanim which we have is the tamri, which is the date. And without getting into it, the tamar, which is the malchus, really represents the entire inyan of all the bikurim. And so therefore, by bringing the tamar on the shulchan, this is an inyan of bikurim. It goes especially nice from the fact that although it's not part of the Gemara to bring rimonim, the Rama brings it, that we eat rimonim. And we know that the Rimon is also one of the Shivas Aminim, for which Bikurim are brought. So, Loi Lamed Al Atzmo Yatza, Al Lamed Al Klal Kula Yatza, that bringing the Rimon is to tell us and to teach us that the whole Inyan of the Simanim is centered around the Inyan of Bikurim. And it goes very well with what the Poskim say, that the whole Inyan of bringing the Simanim is not that one should eat the Simanim. If a person is allergic or he doesn't like leek or whatever it is, he doesn't have a chiv to eat it. The ikar is that it should be brought. It should be placed on the shulchan. And when it's placed on the shulchan, he should say the hirasim, which is the tefillah. And this is an inyan of v'hinicha lifnei mizbach Hashem alekecha, to place it on the shulchan. Mizlifnei mizbach Hashem alekecha. And by doing so, that's an inyan of hakravas bikurim, which is the remez, which comes out of the simanim. To explain what we mentioned before, why it is that Chag HaSukkos follows Rosh Hashanah, so we can say as follows, that Rosh Hashanah is the day of the Akedah. And by the Akedah, Hashem Yisbarach told Avram to bring Bikurim. And he said many times, Kachna asbincha sechitra shahavta, vayikach avam asam acheles, vayikach, vayikach. And immediately after these Bikurim, Avram goes to Eretz Yisrael, but in an unfortunate circumstance with the Ptir of Sarah, and he's kona his first chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So we see, therefore, a perish to that which the Medrash says, that in the schus of Bikurim, will be zeichet a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That this kicha kicha misti Afram, which is the shayresh of all kinyonim, that the shayresh of all kinyonim is kicha kicha misti Afram, that's the kicha, the kinyon in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that in the schus of the Bikurim of Yavram and Yitzchak, Avram was zeichet to that kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. And that can be said too, also by Bikurim, which is a Rosh Hashanah Dika inyan, that the Torah says, V'lakachta es reishis pri hadama. Again, the lashon of kicha. And fulfilling the inyan of Bikurim, that Mesiras Nefesh, the Bechina Mesiras Nefesh and Rosh Hashanah, were zeichet afterwards to Chag HaSukkos, of which Chazal tell us, there's a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in the Sukkah. So therefore, in the schus of the Bikurim of Rosh Hashanah, we're zeichet to that sukkah, which is Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Let's try to explain a little bit deeper the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh. how it relates to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and perhaps to explain this very peculiar lashon which we say in Kamalach Yeshev, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, which the simple implication is that Kodesh Baruch Hu removes our averas one by one. But it's funny, this inyan of Rishon Rishon, since when is there more than one Rishon? Rishon implies that this is the first. So how could there be two Rishons? Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. To explain, let's start by quoting the Gra. We know that every single Jew is searching to fulfill his tafkin in this world. To fulfill his tafkin in this world. And Rosh Hashanah is not just a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins a Jew's faith for the coming year. It's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determining and deciding what is the Jew's tafkin going to be for this coming year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is examining how much have we fulfilled our tafkin in this world until now. And how much Seat Nishma will have in the coming year to do so. We're very limited when we look at Rosh Hashanah as a day of mitzvot and averas. What is our fate going to be during this year? Kadosh Baruch Hu has a much broader perspective on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the Jew's life. Not just this cycle, but even previous cycles and future cycles. How much is a Jew connected to fulfilling his purpose in this world, which is his tafkid in this world? So how does a Jew come to know his tafkid? So says the Gaon, that a Jew has to ask himself the following question. And this comes with a hisboninus, Hanafesh. A Jew has to ask himself, what are my shortcomings? What is it in my life which is the most difficult for me to do in my Avodas Hashem? What is my biggest Yitzhahara, which is my biggest challenge? And then a Jew has to ask himself, what are my talents? What am I best at? What do I excel in? What does Hashem gift me with which makes me unique that I could do this well? And when a Jew is able to identify these two things, he has to say to himself, I'm giving Hashem Yisbarach these two things. That there's this one thing in my life, although I have many things, many Yitzharas, which trip me up, which make things difficult for me, but I know that there's one thing in my life, which is my main challenge, that if I would succeed in this, it would open things up for me. And everything else would fall into place, or at least it would make me closer, bring me closer to serving Hashem. Now, on the other hand, there's that one talent which I excel in that Hashem has gifted me with, which I don't give that to Hashem as well. And I don't use it in Avodas Hashem. I feel that it's something which is mine. I use it here and I use it there, but I don't dedicate that towards Hashem. The Gaon says that if we can analyze and understand these two things about ourselves, and this is going to be different for each person, we can finally come to unlock the neshama and to fulfill our tafkid in this world. Because our tafkid in this world has nothing to do with our profession or the people who we come in contact with. Tafkid is much deeper than that. It has to do with the neshama's level of living in this world. But to unlock the neshama and to live a spiritual life, or to reveal the neshama's direction in this world, whatever that direction will take us in life, we have to be able to commit ourselves to Hashem Yisbarach in a way which is deep, which is meaningful, and it has to do with these two inyanim. Perhaps we can find the remez to these two Mesiras Nefeshes by the Akedah. We already mentioned that the Akedah is a Zmar of Mesiras Nefesh. But there's really two aspects of Mesiras Nefesh by the Akedah. There's Avraham's Mesiras Nefesh, and there's Yitzchak's Mesiras Nefesh. To begin with Yitzchak's Mesiras Nefesh, Yitzchak was asked by the Akedah to give his life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yitzchak until now was constantly living a life of giving towards Hashem, giving to Hashem, giving to Hashem. Yitzchak is a midah of Gvura. And Gvura, Chazal tell us, Ezehu Gibra HaKoyvesh Es Yitzra, that a person is in control of himself, of every action, of every limb. And here, Kodesh Baruch Hu was asking Yitzchak to just push it a little bit more. That not just to give me every limb. I want you to give me everything. I want you to give me all of you. And for Yitzchak, this was of course an Nisayon. He was being pushed to very far to have to give himself completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But this was something that he worked on. That he felt that he excelled in this inyan, and he was willing to go a little bit further to dedicate and to give himself completely to Hashem Yisbarach. This was his talent. This was his gift. And he was really ready at this moment to do it all. Avram, on the other hand, had a different Nisayon. Avram was a man of chesed, and he was willing and ready at every moment to give to Hashem, to do chesed. But there was one thing in his life which he felt belonged to him, and he cherished that, and he wasn't willing to give it up for anything in the world, and that was Yitzchak, because he saw the future of himself and of the Jewish people, and the future of Kiddush Shem Shemayim in the world through this Yitzchak. And here, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, this one thing which you won't give up, which you feel that is yours and you're not willing to let go of, I'm asking you to give that to me. So here we have these two nekudas that the girl is speaking about. The one thing that I refuse to give over, that I think that it's mine and I'm not willing to let go of that. And then that's the Avraham Avinu in this equation. And then there's the Yitzchak. The Nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking to push yourself a little bit more in that which you excel in. And to give that to me. Perhaps we see this also by Ma'aseh Bereishis. Because we know that Rosh Hashanah is a Zecher to Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hayom Haras Olam is the creation of the world. And then he explains that in Ma'aseh Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, he saw that the Ori and Tov filled all of what was then creation, really preceded creation. And Hashem Yisbarach, in order to create a space for the world to exist, Kivyachal, he had to remove that endless light of the Ori and Tov from that space. And after doing so, he went ahead and he put in a little bit of the Ori and Tov back into that space in order to give life to all future creation. And as the Ari explains, that it's this little drop of Ori and Tov within this vast chalal which gives life to everything in creation, which is the secret of what we see every day, the Atam Mechayes Kula, that you give life to everything in existence. Nothing exists outside of this place called the Chalal HaPonai, the great void that Hashem made at the very first move of creation. Perhaps we could say here that we find on this day of Rosh Hashanah, which commemorates the entire Ma'aseh Bereishis, a Zecher to what we're speaking about. Because we know that the Jew and the life that we have to live has to be one which emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's our Rebbe. Mahu Afata, we have to follow in his footsteps. V'alachta bedrachav. When Hashem Yisbarach removed that endless light from that place, so in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making him a Mesiras Nefesh. There was nothing that Hashem really wanted to do more than to reveal his light in creation. But here he was being asked to remove it, which is contrary to the whole Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis and the Tachlis of the world. This is the last thing, Kivyocha, that Hashem wanted to do. But he did it for a greater purpose. That's like the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram. And then to go ahead and to put back a little bit of light in a concentrated way, in a qualitative way, even better than before into that Chalal, that's natural to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want to share that light. But in a very defined way, that Mesiras Nefesh, that way that Hashem Yisbarach had to be mitzamsim himself, to reveal that aura in this very unique way, was like the Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzhak. And this is called the double tzimtzum that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamsim himself, one after the next. And that really reflects the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. That in order to bring the world to its tafkid, that Hashem wanted to reveal the purpose of the world. So there was this aspect of tzimtzum and another tzimtzum. How to give over of myself to creation, to empty myself, kivyachol. And then to give a little bit of myself, kivyachol, in order to reveal the tafkid and the purpose of all of creation. And perhaps this is merumes in the Tekiah Shofar. That the whole meaning of the Tekiah Shofar, which we do on Rosh Hashanah, is that there's a space in front of us. And the Shofar means that first we blow in through our nose, and we take all of that air, all of that avir, and we bring it inside of ourselves to create an empty space. And then as that air travels through our nose and into our mouths and out through the Shofar, we blow a very concentrated, direct blow into that challah which we had before, to represent through the Shofar, which is the Akedat Yitzchak, the Nisayon of Avram, and the Nisayon of Yitzchak. Well, we have to understand these two Nisayonos of Avram and Yitzchak. So which one of the two is the greater Nisayon? So it would seem that Avram's Nisayon is greater. Because Yitzchak had to just be pushed a little bit more to give. And that which he was mastering until now. But Avram Avinu had to do something completely contrary to his nature. And that is to give that which he was withholding to Hashem Yisbarach. And perhaps that's what the Torah says, V'her Elokim Nisas Avram, that the Iker Nisayon was the Nisayon of Avram. This was the tenth and final Nisayon. It was more a Nisayon from Avram than a Nisayon for Yitzchak. To have to give to the Ribbono Shel Olam that to what he refused to give. And therefore we have to ask ourselves in our lives, what are these two things? What are these two Inyanim which we're holding back, or perhaps the talents which we've been giving, which we've been utilizing, but not utilizing for the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, and to channel that towards Hashem Yisbarach. Perhaps this is the inyan of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah we spoke about before. Yes, it's a Yom Arichta, because Rosh Hashanah is a day of Bikurim, which is an inyan of Mesiras Nefesh. But there's two parts of the Mesiras Nefesh. There's the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram, and there's the Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzchak. There's those things which we really should give more of those talents, of those gifts to Hashem Yisbarach. And then those things which we're holding back, there's that one thing which we're holding back, which we don't want to give over, but we have to give it over. And that's what Hashem is asking for us in Rosh Hashanah. We make a very big mistake by thinking that in Rosh Hashanah we could pater ourselves with small things. Like I remember growing up, when I went to yeshiva, and hearing a ma'isa that Reb Shach, right, that he was makabal upon himself to bench from a bencher in Rosh Hashanah. Ein lemeidim min ha'ma'aseh, we can't learn from such a thing. We're talking about a Rav Shach who perfected himself over so many years, and he was mekayem every midas chasidus, and he was the gadol b'Yisrael. So he looked at himself and he said, what can I do for the Ribbono Shel Olam this year at the age of 100 years old, 90 years old? That's not what we're holding. We have much bigger things to work on. The small things are for the regular days of the year. If it's in the middle of Shvat someday, on a Friday in Shvat, so then we work on small things, and the avod of every single day is to do a little bit more every day to grow. But Rosh Hashanah is a big day, and Hashem is asking us for big things on a big day. And He wants us to be able to look at ourselves and to say, I want a tshuva from you. And I know it, you could be very scattered, and it's very hard to know the derech of tshuva. Where do we turn? What do we do? But I think the Eitzah is, B'siyata D'Shemaya, is that Hashem Yisbarach is telling us, look at Rosh Hashanah, look at the Akedah, and that's going to be your blueprint to know what it is and how it is to go about that. I'm asking you Bikurim, I'm asking you Mesiras Nefesh. I want you to look at your talents and to say, how can I use these talents for Hashem? Whether it's in singing, whether it's in tzedakah, whether it's a person is handy, or whatever mitzvahs that a person can take upon himself to dedicate to help Talmid HaChamim, or to help institutions, or what mitzvah am I really excel at that I could do it better? If I like Netilas Yadayim, so then how can I excel in that mitzvah a little bit more? How can I find that one thing that if I would excel in that, it'll carry over and spill over to all of my avodas Hashem? Or whether it's tefillin, whatever it may be. Or Chavra Kadisha, it could be anything. Every single person is different. And he has to know himself, how he's a prat, and to be mechazik the things where he has talents in, and to use that gift that Hashem Yisbarach gave him. And by being mechazik that, it will spill over to everything which we do. And the same thing is true when it comes to the other side. That there's that one thing which is holding me back in avodas Hashem. If a person, let's say, says, I can be mekayem all mitzvahs, but I don't like wearing tzitzis, it's uncomfortable for me. To find ways to do it. If a person says that he likes to eat, and he always eats too much, and when he eats too much, so it's hard for him to wake up in the morning, or it's hard for him to learn because his mind is cloudy. Whatever it is in Avodas Hashem, it doesn't have to be even a Lois HaSeh. Of course, a person has to clear up all the Lois HaSeh first. But there's something in our Avodas Hashem, which we know about it, that it's holding us back from everything. And if we can do that thing properly, if we can make a fix in that, it'll affect everything which we do. And that's what Hashem Yisbaruch is asking for us on Rosh Hashanah. He's saying, to find these two ratios, and to give those to me. Hashem says, give me those things which are holding you back in my service. And that's why there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's one day. It's one day because it's really one ratios. But like the Gemara Desire says about the word Bereshis, Beis Ratios, there are really 2 ratios. There's 2 Mesiras Nefeshes that Hashem is asking for us. And this is the secret perhaps of Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, that Hashem Yisbarach that He's Meichel Rishon Rishon. That it's commensurate to what we do. If we're Ma'avir Rishon, if we get rid of that Rishon, if we're able to throw in the garbage that one Rishon in our life which is holding us back, and then that second Rishon, give it to Hashem Yisbarach a little bit more, like Yitzhak, then Hashem says, I will also be Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. I'll wipe away those Averis, of which they're considered to be the Sharashim of all Averis, which we know in Pinius, that the Rashim of all the Averis in Klai Yisrael really boil down to 2. B'nadam L'makom, B'nadam L'chaverom, which is the Egal Hazav, which is B'nadam L'makom, and Mechiras Yosef, which is B'nadam L'chaverom. It really, everything comes down to 2, which is really 1. So perhaps this is the avoda when a person is searching on Rosh Hashanah, leading up to Rosh Hashanah. This is a time now before Rosh Hashanah to contemplate through the parsha of Akeid and Bikurim, what ratios can I give to Hashem Yisbarach? And every single person will be unique in this regard. Not everybody has the same ratios. Not everybody has the same Bikurim to give. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to do a proper tshuva, to understand the ratios and how to utilize our talents and to say goodbye to those things which are holding us back in our lives and our avodas Hashem. And the chesed that not only will we be zeichet to a meaningful tshuva, but a tafkid will emerge from that. We'll be able to live a journey of life called the derech tshuva haresa. To live a life where we're living through a tafkid, that we're feeling a purpose in what we're doing, not just going through motions, even when we're doing things right, but to feel like what we're doing, that's the shamo which is leading us, which is guiding us on a journey through life, that we're fulfilling something important for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the schus of that bikurim which you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this year, we should be zeicha to live that life of a tafkid, and to be zeicha to a tshuva shlema, to be zeicha ultimately to be able to see coming back to bring bikurim, to be zeicha to Eretz Yisrael, to be a scale setting, we have a minimum.
Amen. Okay.